Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Power Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Northern Power Women We Are Power Podcast. This is a very, 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 very special edition where I am delighted to be talking today to some of our wonderful winners and commended from the 8th Northern Power Women Awards. What an evening, what a buzz. I think I don't think I've quite got my voice back yet, and I think my calves are still hurting from wearing heels for so long, but it was all good. It was all good, and I'm delighted to initially be joined by the fantastic Joanne Henry, who is the winner from the NIHR for Inclusive Innovation Award. How do you feel?
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. We all couldn't believe it on the night when Philly read out our name. We all just kind of gasped and stared at each other and didn't know what to do. it was just incredible. It was absolutely amazing to win the award. Considering, you know, through the day I'd gone out for the afternoon tea with the rest of the finalists, and there were some really amazing projects within that category. So we'd already kind of gone into it thinking, you know, we won't win it because there's so many other, you know, deserving people. So it was a shock, but it was lovely.
Oh, I'm so glad. And I loved you had a good old sachet to the stage. That's one thing. There's always that different bit. One of the team's favourite parts of the awards, because there are obviously so many different working parts to it, is but selecting, we love selecting the different relevant walk-on music for each of the artists, or artists, you are now artists. But yeah, it's good. And has the trophy made it back home okay, and made it back into the office? Who had the responsibility?
So our chief operating officer Sarah took it home, so I don't think any of us wanted to risk it, so yeah, she took on that responsibility. But it's now got pride of place in our office, so it's the first thing you see when you walk in the door.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's really lovely. What a different kind of award as well.
Oh, big thanks to Gemma Truman, who has been making our trophies every single year from that first year. I put a shout out on Twitter looking for a talented Northern artist to kind of join us. And oh, she's wonderful. She's wonderful. So can I ask you, what are the three words? And you're a team, so it's you are the voice of NIHR. What are the three words that you're feeling right now? And just tell us a bit about what NIHR do.
Well, the NIHR, National Institute for Health and Care Research, we're based at the Clinical Research Network in Greater Manchester, and we're basically responsible for coordinating health and care research across our region. So making sure that relevant research gets out into our local communities, because, you know, we're trying to address health inequalities. We learned from COVID that there's, you know, huge gaps in our underserved communities, and then being able to access research opportunities. So that's kind of our main mission, is to improve the health and wealth of people in our region. And I guess in three words, there's so many I could use, but I feel immensely proud. The team are so deserving of this award, and they've done such a good job over the last, you know, 2 to 3 years with this work. They've made such an impact in our region. But I think we're all feeling proud of ourselves. I would say inspired as well. So we met some amazing people, you know, the other people that were at the afternoon tea, and then on the night, there were so many inspiring, you know, groups of people that were there, and the organisations and the companies and the individuals. So I think based on that, I'm feeling energised about what happens next. So that there's so many people we can be connecting with now.
And tell me, what is happening next? What's next for you?
Well, I think initially we'd really like to connect with the sponsors of our awards, because I think we align quite nicely with the values that we have and the work that we're trying to do. So I'd like to connect with Connected Places Catapult and see what opportunities we can identify with them. And then we're also going to arrange our own little celebration event, I think, in the office, so we can share with the rest of the team. So that'll be nice. But then really it'll be, you know, back to work. It's going to be looking at, you know, through the brochure from the evening of the people that we feel we could really benefit from collaborating with, and looking for those opportunities. There's a lot of organisations in our region and outside our region, actually, that I think we could really learn from, and that hopefully, you know, we can motivate them to kind of, you know, maybe understand a bit more about research, and that they would want to work with us as well, for the benefit of our local residents. So yeah, it's quite exciting. And it sounds like there's a few people that are kind of doing something that's like health research or care research. So it would be hopefully providing a bit of guidance and support to them as well, if they were open to that. So there's loads of things we could be doing, I think.
I love that. That's really exciting, actually, because I think we always talk about things not being about one night and not just being for that one moment in the room. So the fact that you've already, even just 36 hours on, have already got like a plan of attack, that is literally music to my ears. Connected Places Catapult, when they came and we talked about almost kind of co-curating this award, it was called Innovation, then we switched it to Inclusive Innovation, because we wanted it to make sure that it was very clear that innovation was not just about drones or lab jackets or whatever. Is that everyone is part of innovation, whether it be human-centric design, whether it be tech for good, you know, and the team approach as well. So it's brilliant. It's brilliant to hear that you've already got that plan, and that's why we get the brochures done. And if you listen on the podcast, you won't see me holding it up. But you know, the whole idea is to create that visibility and accessibility. And I love that knowledge transfer, if you like, and knowledge exchange is really at the heart of what you do, Joanne. Thank you ever so much. What is your top takeaway from the night?
I think just that, you know, the opportunities that are out there, really. So we've obviously been doing a lot with the community and organisations over the last 2-3 years, but it's just a drop in the ocean. And the We Are Power platform has kind of opened up loads more doors for us. I mean, it's kind of overwhelming in a way, you know, everyone that's connected to the platform. So that's the takeaway, really, that now we've got, you know, loads more work to do and loads more people to connect with that, you know, think along the same lines as us. So yeah, that would be my takeaway.
Oh, Joanne Henry, NIHR, a totally worthy winner. Pass on my regards and celebrations for the team, and thank you so much for joining us on the Northern Power Women podcast.
Oh, I will do. Thank you very much.
Kat, congratulations, commended in our Agent of Change category for Powered by Diversity. You elegantly sashayed up to that stage on Monday night. How are you feeling?
I am feeling, I'm still on a high. I'm still on a complete and utter high. And you know, you have to do those like arduous work tasks that you usually don't want to do. I've been doing them like this.
I'm skipping through them.
Yeah, exactly.
Them.
Like, making my board pack for our board meeting, just doing this. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I've just been smiling so much. And because I was thinking about this so much. It's such a brilliant thing to put out there, because you feel a bit, you worry whether it's a bit vain or arrogant posting about things on social. And what it does, I've realized, is it just brings out so many people from the past who you haven't spoken to for decades. And people from school are like, oh, wow, congratulations. This is what an honor. Fantastic. And I'm like, it really does just reconnect you with so many different people. I just think, wow, that's something I just didn't expect. It's wonderful.
Oh, and that's lovely to hear. It's lovely to hear. What was your takeaway from the night?
I just found it so inspiring just to be in a room with the best of Northern Power Women. It's just so many fantastic, kick-ass females and advocates all in one place. And the energy from that, you know, you just feel like, you feel an automatic sense of belonging, because you know that everyone has had a similar experience to you, and grafted so hard, and we've worked our butts off and overcome so many different barriers and are smashing it. And you're like, yes, this is it. You just automatically feel connected to everybody, even though you've never met them before.
Oh, and what are your three words that you would describe how you're feeling right now?
I would say my three words would be privileged, because it is a massive privilege to be able to go to things like that and to be recognised. And there's so many amazing women who don't, you know, at the same. Our head of marketing wrote my application, I didn't know. And then, you know, there's so many people, I don't think I could have done an application as good. She's got a gift with words. So privileged, I think, definitely inspired for sure by all the amazing people, because you go and you look at them and you connect with them all on LinkedIn and you look at the fantastic things they're doing and you think, wow, that's awesome. And I wrote my third one as fire, which is very similar to someone who's just been on before, but it gave me the fire to carry on. So, you know, it's such a motivator and it's such a, you know, it makes you want to go and do those arduous work tasks that you found boring last week. And then this week, you're like, no, this is all part of what we do. So yeah, I think definitely fire for the third one.
Oh, I love that. We've never had that one before. I love that, Kat. And what is next? What is Danette next for Power by Diversity?
I think just more of the same. So we are a small business. We're a micro business. So we're under 10 people. And our KPIs are trust, supportiveness, and great value for money. So what we want to do is just, we want to do more of the same, because everyone who finds us and who works with us, they feel like they trust us, they feel really supportive, and they feel like they get great value for money. And now it's just using the benefits of something like this, which is just such an honor and such a help to the business to get out there and reach more people and let them know that they can do EDI and it doesn't need to break the budget.
Oh, thank you. I love that. I love that so much. Kat, congratulations, our commended Agent of Change winner this year. Thank you so much. And please keep on the fantastic fire to do more. Thank you for joining us today.
Wonderful.
Natalie Reeves Billing, congratulations. Welcome to the Northern Power Women winners. We Are Power podcast, winner of micro-organization. Snap! How is the trophy? Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it's lovely. We got a lovely box with it as well, which just meant that we could keep it pristine until we got it home, which is always a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, I was saying earlier on the podcast, there's two boxes left. And I'm like, how on earth did you get those home? I think one of them was going across to the northeast. And I was like, oh my goodness, no, that's too terrifying for me. So how are you feeling? What are those three words that could sum it up?
Right. Okay. So I feel super connected to this like network of amazing people all of a sudden. I feel like I've entered into a sort of family and a community. So I feel seen. I feel like all those efforts haven't gone nowhere, you know. And I feel accepted. I feel like, I know that you shouldn't need to feel validation, but now and again, it is nice to see that somebody else sees what you see. And I don't know, it makes you realize that you're on the right track.
Oh, I love that scene. And you're always going to be seen in one of your beautiful dresses. So you wore your SDG, your Sustainable Development Goal dress, didn't you, for the awards on Monday night?
Yes. I just thought, go loud, go proud.
Tracy Braven, the mayor of West Yorkshire, absolutely loved it. She was like, oh my God, that dress is $1 million. I said, you should have seen a Eurovision one is what I said.
But that was something to beat, wasn't it?
Oh, indeed. What was your takeaway from the night?
I felt that just seeing how many people all working towards a similar purpose and the power of that, the power of having all those people activated towards that goal, in this case, gender equality, and how much can be done with those people going on and sharing that message of the night. It really did bring it home. We talk about these things online. It's all quite disparate. But when they're all there in the same room, you see the strength of this event. I was really inspired by it.
Oh, I know. And I saw your post out there. I think sometimes you could think of award ceremonies, and we always talk about not being for one night, and this most definitely is never for one night. It's about what else can we do? What else can we conspire? What else can we convene? So so what else is next for you? Because you are a woman who is busy.
Well, it set me on a bit of a path. I've been thinking about this and I thought, exactly what I feel after coming out of that event, all those words that we've talked about, I want to continue to find ways to do that for children and their families in vulnerable communities across Merseyside and Flintshire. And you've given me so many ideas as to how to reach and engage those people. And, you know, so thank you for filling me with that, creative spark to go on and do things that bit better and think about things outside the box.
Oh, and that's amazing, actually, because so many of our winners and commended that we've spoken to today all kind of got that aspiration, that goals that were already there, but it's that fire, that spark to kind of go. And you're not on your own. You talked about being a family. This is the We Are Power family now. So we can all make it happen. Natalie Reeves Billing, thank you for being so wonderful and Congratulations and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for my badge. I'll wear it forever and ever.
Get it on. Get that badge on. Don't be keeping it in a box. Get wearing and be seen.
I will.
I am now delighted to welcome Eloise Lennocross to the Winners and Commended podcast. Hello. Welcome to the pod. What did you win on Monday night?
So we were absolutely delighted to take away for Northumbrian Water our best large organisation.
Woo woo! I got the sense that you were quite shocked.
Yes, you were absolutely right. We were very shocked. It was a very star-studded finalist list. And we obviously wanted to be there on the night because it's a brilliant way to bring a lot of our colleagues together with other inspiring females. So it was a brilliant event, full stop. But we honestly weren't expecting to win. We were going for the experience. So winning was a surprise to all of us. We kind of looked at one another and it took us a while to get to our feet.
I'm at the front. There's obviously quite a big room and I'm always looking around going, I know they're here because I did the table plan, but where are they? But there's that sense of shock, isn't it? And how much do you love? I know for the podcast, it doesn't really translate, but the beautiful trophy, is it still in one place? One piece?
It is in one piece. It is in the trophy cabinet. I proudly took it in and placed it there myself and locked it in. So yes, it's in our head office reception trophy cabinet. So yes, for all to see.
And what was the response back at HQ?
It's been brilliant. I mean, obviously you get the initial messages, but what I've been really surprised at is just around the office yesterday was just people coming up and having seen it and stuff, and particularly some of our guys, you know, sort of coming up who you wouldn't necessarily think would be aware and sort of saying, yeah, I saw that award, that's dead canny mind, we've got that, we've got some dead powerful women here. And I think that for me is that, wow, things have really changed, you know, that people are really inspired and up for this stuff as well. Which is brilliant.
Yeah, and I think, and actually one of the things that jumped out at me as well is a massive Northeast presence this year in the room and in the winner. I was speaking to Alison Dunn and Nicola Wood earlier. They managed to, never having met, and then travel back on the train together. So after the 3-hour or so train journey back to Newcastle, it was a Bezzies now. Oh, you know, it's fantastic because we want the representation from all regions, all levels, all walks of life, because that's what the North's made up of, right? So talk to me about the three words that describe how you collectively, on behalf of the whole of Northumbria Water, big job that, Eloise.
There's just a bit, isn't it? So I think the first one is absolutely inspired. You know, it's inspiring. You can't hear anyone's stories without going, wow, that's inspiring. You know, you see people on the list, you go, oh, I'll read a bit about what they've done. You go, wow, that's amazing. And you know, sort of. So I think you get really inspired. And even, you know, starting off with seeing some really great young people putting on a really creative show, you know, you start feeling inspired. The words of Tracy, you know, that, you know, sort of our lived experiences are superpowers. So I think the whole evening and experience left us all feeling really inspired. I think the other thing it made us feel is truly connected. You know, when you get that many people on the same mission in a room, it truly validates and boosts you for more of the same. So I think there's that, you know, feel really connected, and that sort of fires us up to carry on. And I think my third word is proud. We're all wearing our badges with pride and getting people to talk about it. Yeah, and they're beautiful. So I think that pride is a really important one to keep us all talking about it as well. So we feel exceptionally proud.
The badges have always been something that we've done. I think it is that, you know, wear it with pride, and we talk, you know, high five your achievements, celebrate your success, start a conversation, keep the conversation going. And I think the badges are a bit bigger this year, and I was a bit alarmed at first thinking, oh my gosh, they're massive, but actually you can read them. So in fact, yesterday I had an appointment, and while I was in the consultation room, the doctor said to me, she's like, oh, what's that? I said, oh, that's my Northern Power Women. We spent a minute talking about it. So much so I gave her my badge because she was like, I want to be interested in that. So it's passing on, isn't it? We talk about pay it forward. Thank God I've got more badges is all I'm saying.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Well, definitely you should let people be able to order and buy more.
Oh, thank
you. Because then they could spread them around, couldn't they then, actually? You know, because actually sometimes there's so many people you'd actually like to be recognised in that way.
I love that. There we go. That's just a little commercial venture for us there, isn't it? Thank you. I love that. Business development on the podcast. I'm loving it. What was your biggest takeaway from the night? I know we talked about what's happened the day after And stuff like that. What was the big takeaway for you?
Yeah. For me, it's there's no one way of creating this change and this difference. I'm a great believer, and our submission really focused on how we were starting little fires everywhere, but on the premise that over time you'll see the blaze of systemic change. And for me, that's really important. And I think, you know, I think for anyone sort of really trying to make a difference in this space, you know, kind of keep that in mind. We're all doing things in a different way, but ultimately for the same goal, and that's really important.
And what is next for Northumbria Water?
We're going to continue to build. So our Women in STEM network goes from strength to strength. It's a brilliant way. We are a STEM business overall, and we have a lot of women in really sort of unique and specialist STEM roles as well. We're going to continue to build that as a way of connecting women, but sort of also making sure that, you know, real great career opportunities and encouraging females into our business. And for our Innovation Festival in 2024, which truly is a festival in a tented community, we're really focusing on attracting young females. So at Work Experience Week, we're aiming to host and support 1,000 young people and really target females, young female students in that, to really encourage and inspire them to careers in STEM and the water sector.
Oh, that's amazing. We'd love to try and collaborate, conspire, interfere, whatever in that. That sounds totally, totally up our street. And we'll put the details out there for anyone who'd be interested in that as well. But, oh, Eloise, thank you so much for joining me. Please keep wearing that badge with pride. Don't be asking for a commission when we start selling these, though, by the way.
No, I'll just buy some. I won't be asking for a commission. We'll be buying some.
Oh, Eloise, thank you so much for joining us today. Congratulations. I look forward to seeing you over in the Northeast very soon.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to chat to you.
I am delighted to welcome Julie from the awesome Down Syndrome commended this year. Congratulations. Did you have a good night? It looked like you were out to party.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we had an amazing night. It was such... yeah, such an incredible evening, and we were out to party for sure.
Well, that's the way it should be. What was your big takeaway from the evening, other than the beautiful trophy, of course?
Yeah, so I think it's really important that we take time out to celebrate our achievements and to really feel part of a community. And I think it's really important for our dancers to feel connected and recognised on the kind of mainstream platform. So that was really our main takeaway. And we were absolutely delighted, you know, to be recognised.
Oh, it's amazing. You just have such a... when I bumped into you and chatted with you on the way out, and that energy of your table was absolutely fantastic. The photos are beautiful as well. They're so good. Tell me, what are the three words that are kind of resonating around Down Syndrome HQ right now?
So I'd say inspired, grateful and energized.
Love that. I love that. I think that should be on like a stick of Blackpool Rock, so to speak, should kind of go through. And what is next for you? Because you are an organisation, a community, a movement that is doing so much good. What's next for Down Syndrome?
Yeah, so we're really... I mean, this is such an incredible recognition for us, and we really want to build on that momentum now and think of new and exciting ways to celebrate our team, to showcase their talents, and to continue to challenge perceptions of what people with learning disabilities can do with the right support.
It just continue to shine that light, isn't it? And continue to have that spotlight, because that's what the awards are all around, spotlighting, recognising, showcasing role models from every walk of life, from every region, from every kind of where, you know, so you can really kind of reflect back, isn't it, that real role model. So, Julie, thank you. Thank all of the Down Syndrome Massive for being part of the 8th Northern Power Women Awards. And please, please don't stop celebrating.
Yeah. We won't. And we won't stop dancing either.
Well, absolutely not. You definitely gonna. Oh, brilliant. Oh, Julie, thank you for joining us. And I look forward to seeing you very soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Savan. And it was a wonderful evening, and absolute credit to you. Fantastic. So thank you.
I am now absolutely delighted to be joined by Nicola Wood. Nicola Wood is from the wonderful Wig Company and is the winner chicken dinner from our Disruptor for Good category. Nicola, welcome so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Tell me, what three words describe how you're feeling right now, 36 hours on from taking home the beautiful trophy?
I think the first one that springs to mind is giddy. I felt like really giddy ever since, and that hasn't stopped yet. The second word would be proud. I actually you know, you have that like bit of imposter thinking, how the hell have I won this? And then actually just sitting with that for a day or two and thinking, no, you know, we've done some really seriously good stuff since we started. And so, yeah, just feeling really quite proud that it got to this. And the third word is excitement. I feel a genuine sense of excitement being part of something so prolific and so different. I don't think I've felt an excitement before after winning an award. Like, you're excited because you've won the award and then kind of that's it. But I felt like with this award, a genuine excitement of what's to come next off the back of that and off the back of the amazing network that you have and the amazing network that I've met so far. It's been so, so different. So, yeah, I feel a genuine sense of excitement of what else is to come because of it.
And no one's ever said giddy before, and I love that because it's one of my favourite words. I've just got goose pimples when you said that, because I think the whole reason for creating these awards, I think, as I said on the evening, is about encouraging people to celebrate, high-five those connections, and actually what do you do next? What do we do? Like you say, we have built this massive community. We convened hundreds and hundreds of amazing people in the room on Monday night, and equally hundreds and hundreds watching on the live stream and catching back up on the live stream as well. So you never know where these conversations have gone. I was chatting with one of our partners and judges at the event, and he was like, could you tell me where this person is? Because he judged their category and he wanted to go over and go, I really want to, while I'm in the room, I just want to go and speak to them because I think there's something I can help with. It's that stuff that happens. It's that stuff that happens. So for me, that is the real reason for doing this. Some people go, oh, we could just do this virtually. We could create it a cheaper event to do. I know we sort of slap people across from all over the country. You've come over from the beautiful Northeast. But there was, I don't think you can ever beat the power that's in that room on that one evening.
No. And strangely, or not strangely, it might not be strange to you, but I got on the train home and there was two other women who I knew of. One of the women, because she's from the Northeast, but I don't know her personally, and heard of the work that she did. So there's one lady sitting behind me, one lady sitting in front of me, and we all had the badges on that we got on the night. And the three of us, like, just networked the whole way home. Like, I literally, especially one of the women, I sat with one of the other winners, and we chatted for 2 hours, literally. We went through family, we went through our jobs, our careers, our aspirations. I felt like I left the train with a friend just because we all had our little badges on.
And that's why I'm always a fan of the pin badge. It's wearing with honours. Now, and what you need to know is, if actually you've ever caught without the badge, we'll cut you out the brochure, Nicola, so never be without the badge. And what is next? What is next for you?
Honestly, a holiday. I'm really due a holiday, and I'm going on holiday next week. So in personal life, definitely a holiday, and I can't wait. In my business, this year is about growth. And so we are like expanding across the UK in various ways. And you're going to see more of that.
And just tell us just give us the quick headline of what the Wonderful Wig Company is.
It's making people feel beautiful with and without their hair.
Wow, you are so amazing, so brilliant. And I know the room, one of the feedback I got from sort of guests on my table was just the look of pure joy, astonishment, pride, probably giddiness, as you've just said, as people walked up to the stage, and you definitely had that look. I have the real benefit of being right on that, obviously, that front row by those front steps, watching people sort of either sashay, meander, sort of, I don't know, get themselves there to that stage in some way. And I could see you were very much sort of in your head thinking, oh my goodness, I can't actually believe this is happening.
Yeah, that's definitely, I was like a rabbit in the headlights. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah.
Oh, Nicola, thank you so much. Please keep those conversations going. Make those new friends. The chatter in the WhatsApp group has been something that I've absolutely loved this year. It's something we created last year. And I think it's creating that community in advance of whatever you think you're coming to on the evening. But a massive, massive congratulations from me and the team and for you, and wish you so well. And look forward to catching up in about 6 months when we'll come back to chat to you on the One-to-One podcast. But thank you so much, Nicola.
Thank you for having us. Have a great day.
I am now delighted to be chatting with wonderful Alison Dunn, the winner of our Leveling Up Leader. Congratulations. Which woo? How are you feeling?
Oh, I mean, I feel absolutely amazing. I'm still on a high. I haven't come down yet. What a wonderful night. Thanks so much, Simone.
Do you have one takeaway from the night? I know you had a great train journey on the way back. I do know that.
Yes, I did, with the wonderful Nicola Wood and Abby Ridley. We had a great time, just met up, chatted all the way back. Really, really good journey. But my takeaway, I mean, apart from the night just being a great event, I mean, having 800 people in that room and the buzz of the night, the takeaway is how emboldened I feel following the event to just keep pushing on. It's just giving me a sort of a refreshed confidence, really, that we're heading the right way.
Oh, I love that. A refreshed confidence. What a beautiful phrase. I love that. What are the three words? You just used one, but you could use it again. But I love that word, embolden. What are the three words of how you feel right now?
Grateful, because, you know, we've got a fantastic team at Citizens Advice, Gateshead and Society Matters, and the work that they are doing ultimately is what allows us to step forward for accolades like the Northern Power Awards. I feel really confident, actually, as a leader right now, which is wonderful, and that hopefully filters down into the day-to-day. But inspired. I met so many amazing women, and I really hope to keep connected with those women and to share some of their own stories with my network in the coming weeks and months.
And I think that was when I was chatting with Nicola Wood earlier, and she, you know, I know you had a train journey back together, and it's interesting because obviously you live in the Northeast, but strangely enough, not everybody knows each other in every single part of the region.
for sure. And that's, you know, that's something that I'm trying to put right. So with my own podcast, This is the North, which is about disparities in health, wealth and opportunity between the North and the South. And I know that that's something that inspired you as well in terms of setting up this network. But there's still so much to do in terms of bringing the region to life for those that don't live here.
And it takes everyone to do one small thing, right? It doesn't have to be the big audacious things. It's there's one small thing. So yeah, love your podcast. We'll give that a bit of a shout out in the show notes as well, Alison, because I think anything can do to kind of lift, elevate, raise, amplify. It's the power that we've all got to do. So tell me what is next for you?
Well, you know, the accolade that you bestowed upon me, Simone, was Leveling Up Leader. And, you know, we are a long way from leveling up in this country, which is very sad. So whilst I'm incredibly proud of everything that the team has achieved at Citizens Advice, Gateshead and Society Matters, there's still an awful lot of work for us to do. So it's for us to keep going, keep doing what we do, pressing for change, fighting for those people who are seldom heard. And, you know, we won't rest until that's done. Our vision is to create a fair society for all with lives well lived. That's our big, hairy, audacious goal. And every day that's what we get up and we do. We draw our swords, we carry our shields, and we just keep going.
Gladiators, that's what you are.
Indeed.
Alison, thank you so much for joining you. Cannot wait to catch up when we catch up on our one-to-one podcast later in the year. But thank you so much and a massive, massive congratulations.
Thanks so much, Simone.
I am now delighted to welcome Hayley Roberts, the Chief Exec of Distology and the winner of the 2024 Outstanding Entrepreneur category. You were quite emotional getting to that stage, Miss Hayley.
Oh my goodness. I think I'd had a really emotional week with a few things. My son coming back from America was one of them. And I think it was just so overwhelming because I genuinely did not expect to win. I genuinely didn't. And I think because you end up just doing stuff. And I know that my marketing director previously, I didn't know what she'd written, and she put the award entry in, and I thought, oh my goodness, what on earth? Anyway, so yeah, so I was just like, this is amazing, it's such an amazing event. I was having a great time, and I was like, what? And I was so pleased for Raina, because she got commended, and of course we'd sat next together at the lunch, and I was like, yeah, amazing. And I was like, yeah, oh, I wonder who's gonna win. And I didn't even think at that point, I didn't even think it was me, and then they were like, what? So yeah, it was weird.
Oh,
yeah.
And Jane Slimming, who was also at that lunch, we had an Outstanding Entrepreneurs lunch with Nat West,
a few weeks ago, and she put the most wonderful post out.
She did. I lost tonight. Yeah. Do you know what? It was brilliant. I love that post. Love that post.
And I think it's, I think for those people who don't know, who've never been in that room, it's hard to just think, oh, well, it's just an awards or it's just this. But Jane, who's sort of quite a straight talker, and but for her to put that, that really meant quite a lot. Just it was really good. So tell me, Hayley, what are your three words that kind of are resonating with you over the last few days?
Do you know, disbelief is one of them. I think pride is another. Because I won an industry award a couple of years ago, and it just kind of went in and out. But actually, this meant more in a way. I think, I don't know whether it's because it's Northern, because it's, you know, surrounded by people I kind of really got to know and admire. I don't know what it was, but it's just that the pride is a big one, and just total happiness. Total happiness. But actually, as a fourth word, sorry, I shouldn't have that, is drive. I really want to then go, right, what else can I do? How can I do this? Because this is now not an opportunity to go, oh, they're amazing, and sit back and be complacent. It's actually an ability to say, right, what can we do now? How much more can we do? I've got a CIC that I've got involved in setting up about getting good content in to educate kids in schools on tech careers. So we're doing loads of work on that, which is a bit of a passion project, but it's sort of the stuff that I want to do beyond what I do in business. So all of that stuff. So yeah, so it's given me a bit of a boost.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love the fact that it's, you know, it inspires the action, doesn't it? It inspires that. So, and I love that. Please keep us in the loop all about that.
Oh no, I will. We're just about to launch. I was directing a couple of the ladies who are in it with me doing a video. It's hilarious. So that was sort of the other week. So that's all done now, I think. So, and the trophy is amazing. Absolutely gorgeous.
Gemma Truman makes our trophies, hand-blown glass, and it's art. It's a piece of art, right? And every year they're different. Every year they're sort of in theme with our design, if you like, of that year. So what was your top takeaway from the night? You've covered so much in what we've already sort of discussed about, like, the sense of the room. What was it?
Do you know, I think it's just how big this has got, how... You know, I'm a big fan of diversity, but I'm also a big fan of just being good human beings. And I think genuinely everyone was there just to celebrate good human beings, regardless of background, gender, sexuality. It was so lovely. And I really thought it was just a real honest, authentic celebration. And I was thinking about you, actually, and your journey of setting it up and thinking, bloody hell, you know, that's I know how tough it is to set a business up and to make ways and try and bang the drum constantly when most people will say, well, what's all that about, and be quite cynical. And I was thinking, look at what you've done as well, and how amazing this is, and how you've got the kind of the backing from a lot of people, and it was incredibly moving, actually.
Oh, that's wonderful. And what is next? Because we've already just talked about the new sort of give back, pay forward bit.
Well, obviously world domination, because this is what I'm here to do. yeah, I'm not going to give Andy Burnham a run for his money or anything like that. So don't worry about that. You're safe. But you know, from a business point of view, loads of good growth happening. We had a really tough year business-wise last year, you know, and a lot of businesses did. And I suppose in some respects, there's an element of fraudulence that I feel on winning this, on the basis that, you know, we had to really make some tough decisions. But actually, life isn't linear and neither is business. So, you know, making those decisions is all part of it. So what's next is to capitalize. Well, our word of the year last year was challenge, and wow, did that kick us up the arse. This year coming, our kickoff is in April, because it's our year beginning. That the word is build. We need to build on what we've started. But for me personally, it's to make sure that the team are doing what they should. We've got a business in Benelux and Germany that need to grow and develop. And I'm keen on that, on focusing on that. And also doing the work outside of business, which is about getting the message out that anybody can get involved in the tech industry. Like, please don't think it's got to be STEM, you know, STEM subjects to study, and we've got to be technical or coders. Absolute bullshit. We need to just get out there and just offer our skills.
No lab coats needed. No drone flying needed.
Oh God, no. I mean, I'm not a techie. I can barely turn my laptop on in the morning, quite honestly. The coffee machine eludes me most days.
Yeah, well, you need to sort that out, Hayley, for a start.
I do. I really do. Yeah, this is a very good point.
Hey, Hayley, keep being kick-ass. Thank you so much for joining us. A massive, massive congratulations.
No worries. Thank you.
I am now... thrilled to welcome the wonderful Raina, Raina Heverin, who is our commended outstanding entrepreneur this year. Welcome.
Hello.
How was it for you?
Oh, honestly, it was amazing. It was like a whirlwind. And I think I was so in shock that I was just kind of like, oh my God, is this real? What's going on? It was just amazing. The energy in the room was fab.
Oh, I got the sense that you weren't expecting that.
No, honestly, I really wasn't. Not when I kind of got to know as well the other ladies in my category. I was kind of like, no way. But I was just happy to have been shortlisted. So yeah, it was incredible. And I think because it was the first awards and I was the first one, I was kind of like, oh my God, what do I do? How do I navigate from here through all the seating to the stage? But it was absolutely incredible. Well, it was an amazing night.
What was your takeaway from the evening?
Just the energy and the amount of amazing women, but also men and allies, and how many people, organizations, individuals are championing what you're really about. And I think, yeah, just see so much talent in the room. It's just phenomenal, isn't it? And really inspiring.
Oh, no, it is. There's something really powerful about that. And what was your three words that would describe how you're feeling?
On cloud nine. So a sentence more than three words, but on cloud nine, but yeah, just more than that, just really honoured and, you know, proud, of course, but yeah, just really, really honoured to have been commended, honestly. Thank you so much.
And what's next for you?
Oh, gosh. Wow. Just so much going on. So both businesses, there's tons happening. I'm doing quite a lot of panels, actually. So I'm on a panel this afternoon. So I'm thinking about that as well. But with Supplywell, we're entering into new regions. We're doing loads with some multi-academy trust that we've won. And with WeCulture, we're just doing so much more around DE&I as well, and helping businesses with their entire kind of, you know, how are they recruiting, and with that in mind, and just loads of that going on. So yeah, it's just busy, honestly. Life is just one big, yeah, crazy.
Well, that's the way our entrepreneurs roll, right? Isn't it? That's how.
Yeah, I don't think we like to sit still.
Raina, thank you so much for joining me. We look forward to keeping track of what you're up to and keeping connected. Thank you so much. And congratulations again. See you soon.
See you soon.
I'm now delighted to be joined by the wonderful, the kind, the gorgeous Deborah Lawson. Welcome. Winner, winner. How do you feel?
Stunned, humble and really ecstatic.
Oh, were they your three words? You got ahead of me there, Deborah. I love the fact that everyone's coming up with different words. Sometimes you think, oh, it's obvious what people are going to say. And it actually isn't. Like, people do come out with different words sort of for everything. So, yeah, it's been quite the week, hasn't it? What was your big takeaway from the evening?
A couple of things. Just what a phenomenal event it was. And just what a wonderful team you all are. You are absolutely fantastic. And you just made everybody feel so empowered and welcome. That was a really big thing. And also kind of the atmosphere, the support, and the way that everybody was pleased for everybody. And everybody was celebrating, empowering and uplifting each other. And just making those connections and hearing people's stories. And it was wonderful. It was really empowering that, you don't know what other people are doing out there. And then when you see it, you think, oh, this is amazing. We are changing the world, all of us collectively, you know. And yeah, it's just amazing. It was such a nice experience. And I'm still on a high. I'm still just buzzing from it.
You should never come down from it. I think that's lovely. Thank you for saying that about the team. We are a small team, but there's such a real passion. It's a bit like, you know, if you love what you do, then you never work a day in your life. Don't get me wrong. We all know we've worked recently.
Yeah.
But there is something about we go through the nominations, when we then take it to the judges, when we then have, if there's a video phase for it, it's quite robust. But the stories are just, you can't sometimes believe what people are doing. So tell us a bit about you. Can you with the headlines of you?
Okay, yeah, I'm a disability advocate. I've been doing it over 20 years. One of the biggest reasons that I do it is because when I became disabled, it was horrendous. And I didn't realise how differently you're treated by everything, everybody, every service, member of the public. You get looked at differently, you get talked at differently. And for the first 6 months, you know, I kept going to the Trafford Centre. For the first 6 months, I literally got through John Lewis, cried and had to go home because I couldn't cope with it. I couldn't cope with the way that people were staring at me and everything. And I've had to grow thick skin. I'm not very thick skinned, but I had to. And I just thought, you know, I've got to stop this. I've got to, you know, I don't want anybody else to experience what I am. You know, this is horrible. And I thought I have to try to do something because I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want anybody to go through it. You know, and so, and then I've realized that it wasn't just physical barriers. It was attitudinal barriers. And I also realized that it's not just in one area. You literally have to cover everything because there is problems in every area of life. So you literally have to focus on that. And that's kind of how broad, why my work is as broad as it is, because any problem I see, I think, no, I'll tackle it. I've got to do something to improve it. And so that's kind of, yeah, where I've gone. I've just gone because I felt so passionate about others not feeling like this, you know, because I felt so isolated myself that I just thought I can't let anybody else go through this.
And that's why you're our person with purpose winner, right? Because it's about, it is, we talk about deeds, not words. We're talking about cracking on. We talk about doing. So what is next for you, Deborah?
I've got a children's book coming out, which I'm really excited about self-acceptance, inclusion, for kids that just feel a little bit different and, you know, want to be included. So I've got that coming out soon. I'm working on a training course. So I've done a lot of training with businesses, but I want it available to as many people as possible. So I've been doing that. Hopefully I'll have it ready by 2025 for businesses to download for free, just to encourage them to do it and, you know, improve things. I'm on the committee of the largest COVID trial to try to find drugs for people who are at high risk. I'm on the committee there, and I'm a co-applicant for another drugs trial for respiratory illnesses for people at high risk to try to keep them from going into hospital, to try to improve the healthcare. And carrying on with what I do, like, it is, I mean, often I will be at it from like 7 a.m. to like 10 p.m. and I don't stop. There is so much to do. You don't realise till you get into it just how many people need help or what areas need changing, and so just carrying on with that as well.
Wow, my goodness. When you want something doing, give it to a busy woman, right?
Yes. Exactly that, yeah.
Oh, Deborah, thank you so much. Massive congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing, because, you know, it's not just a small thing you're doing. You're doing lots of amazing things, and the ripple effect of that will make a difference in so many people's lives. And I cannot wait for the book reading, Deborah. Can't wait for that. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. You're a true, true gem and a true star. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So are you. You are fantastic. You really are. And you shone at the awards event. You really did. And you empowered so many women. And thank you for that. You know, I was so impressed.
Oh, bless you. So kind. Thank you. Listen, look forward to catching up with you later in the year when we do our one-to-one pod. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Chloe Fletcher, welcome to the podcast. How are you? How are you doing? Commended in our Mentor of the Year.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I'm feeling very excited. I'm feeling very uplifted by this week. It's been really, a really good week.
Oh, what have been your three words that have kind of sort of sat with you in the last sort of few days since the Northern Power Women Awards?
I think really excited, first of all, to be kind of recognised. I've never really won any awards before, so I was dead excited when I won. I think really proud, so I'm dead proud of that achievement, and I think it's so lovely to be recognised. And really uplifted, that would be the other word I would use. I feel like I've got this energy that's carried me through the week, and I'm ready to like do big things now. I feel really uplifted.
Wow, I'm loving that. Let's get tickets for that. What were your takeaways, or what's your big takeaway from sort of the whole, it was not just the night, but the whole kind of experience?
I think like from the night, it was how many amazing people are working towards gender equity. So something I'm so passionate about. But like in that room where, you know, there was like hundreds and hundreds of people all working towards the same thing, and it just felt so amazing. And the other thing I really thought was how many amazing businesses there are that do really innovative things. So I've worked in quite corporate jobs before, and then I was there and I was like, there's so many really, really interesting businesses that are innovating to try and lift women up. And I just thought that was just so powerful. It was amazing.
That's great. I don't think anyone's sort of replayed that back before. I love that, because it's the awards are there for many different reasons. And I think that sort of cross-pollination of, you know, the collaboration between organizations is really powerful, especially when you've got so many, we have so many micro businesses in the room as well. So I think the power in that working together and that coming together, and as a new entrepreneur, that's good for you as well, I suppose.
Yeah. I think even on our table, you know, like we had so many interesting conversations just on our table with people that I would have never ever come across in my day to day. And it did really make me think that of, oh, there's just such a power in reaching out and meeting new people who just do really interesting, diverse things. It was brilliant, really inspiring.
Well, full disclosure, I personally do the table plan, and I do it with purpose. I always look, especially when I've got, because you were two, I think, weren't you? And I always look to see, right, actually, who could be a good conversation. And not, sometimes people say, oh, well, actually, can I sit with them or whatever? But actually, it's important, I think, sometimes that you can kind of mix it up a little bit and think, well, actually, that could be quite interesting because they could share some knowledge, or they just might get on or whatever. So, yeah, it's probably one of the hardest, if you like, most demanding, but also one of my favorite bits of the whole bit is thinking who we can mix up. So tell me what's next for you.
Well, we've just formed our own business. So basically, we've just formed a business called the Job Share Evolution, which is helping companies to implement job sharing. So I previously job shared at Asda, and it was a transformative way of working. So we're just setting out on that journey and doing loads of coaching within that business and working with businesses to help them understand how amazing job sharing is. So it's a really exciting time for me. I've left 20 years in the corporate world and set up on my own with my job share partner. So it's really, really exciting time as we're like just setting out on that journey.
And you know what, Chloe, you are not alone. You'll never be alone now. So those WhatsApp groups that many of you listening will have heard so much about, whether it be the shortlist, the advocacy, the future list, or the power list, there's some of the conversations. We've still got those WhatsApp groups going from last year. So don't feel as though because it's over that you can't have those conversations. There's people there to help. I'm always a big fan of asking for help and you passing on your skills and knowledge, because what you're doing is going to be revolutionary, I think, for other businesses as well. So, Chloe, thank you so, so much and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thanks very much.
I am now delighted to welcome Alexandra Knight from STEMazing, our commended winner, whoop, woo, in our micro organisation. How are you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. I am still buzzing from that award ceremony. What a night.
Oh, I was so glad. How would you describe it in three words? Or how do you describe how you're feeling in three words? Two different questions, right?
Wow. So how would I describe how I'm feeling? I would say it's a combination of over the moon. That's one word, by the way.
It's hyphenated.
Yeah,
Alex.
Hyphenated. Yeah. Slight overwhelmed a little bit, I think, because I was so not expecting it. And buzzing. Yeah, just absolutely. It was such an incredible experience. And I was so privileged to be there with two of our amazing women volunteers, Anna and Kanchan. And I persuaded them to come up on stage with me. And honestly, they were just as much buzzing as I was. So yeah, such a fantastic experience. Thank you.
I saw that. And obviously, I'm quite close to the stage. So you literally see every expression. And you always see it change step by step. And I saw that you two brought two of your volunteers as well, which is, that's amazing, because it is sharing the stage, sharing the limelight, passing on that love as well, which is fantastic. And what was your takeaway, you think, from the evening?
The big takeaway, what really sort of sat with me after I was sitting and reflecting on it, was just how empowering it is to be in a room with all of those incredible role models. When you bring together, there's like nearly 1,000 people who are all dedicating their lives to the gender equality and diversity and inclusion mission, whether they are allies, advocates, or women themselves. And it's not just in STEM. Obviously, I'm in STEM. That's my main area. But just across so many different industries, it's just so empowering, and it gives you that motivation to just keep going, because sometimes it's hard and running a small not-for-profit, I don't pay myself a lot of money. And sometimes you think, oh, should I just go back to corporate and do what I used to do? And then I think, no, look at all these people doing amazing things. We have to keep going because together we are stronger.
And that, to be honest, that I kind of echo your sentiment. I often think that. Well, in fact, I try never to think it, but you sometimes think, oh, it should be nice to go and just get a wage or just to go to your bank and go, oh, there's things that go in. But I think, you know, we're driven by different things, aren't we? We're driven by sort of different goals. And I'm 100% driven by every human in that room because everyone has a part to play. It's not just one person, the winner's responsibility. You taking your volunteers up there, I think, is a real testament to that. So tell me what is next for you in STEMazing.
Wow. So we are continuing on with our mission of gender diversity in STEM, empowering women role models and inspiring young children with hands-on STEM. But what we're doing is trying to expand our diversity range, if you like, and still very much focused on women in STEM. But we've created a focus group all around inclusion and SEND, special educational needs and disabilities. And we recognize that we have a lot of our STEMazing women volunteers who are neurodivergent, who have physical disabilities, and actually thinking, how can we shine a spotlight on them in a really positive way to inspire young people who identify with them to see that they have a future opportunity and role in STEM. And we've seen it work really well with Anna, who was there at the awards night with me. She's an autistic engineer and she's been doing STEMazing Kids activities with autistic children. Another woman is a deaf engineer and she's been doing STEMazing Kids activities all in British Sign Language for deaf children. And I just think, wow, if we can really open our arms to inclusion in so many ways and really support and empower those women to shine, then the sky's the limit.
Oh, you know, and as I said, just sort of in the pre-record, I was so happy to see you up there because you've been shortlisted at the Northern Power Women Awards for the last 2 years as well. So it was great to see you taking home one of the beautiful glass artwork as well. So Alex, congratulations. We look forward to catching up with you when we do our one-to-one podcast later in the year, but thank you and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Keep up your great work. We love you.
Well, I'm now delighted to be joined by our final guest on our Winners and Commended podcast, Jane Little, who is our winner of Agent of Change. Jane, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Simone. Thanks for having me. It was a really great night.
Oh, and what was your takeaway, you think, from the night?
For me, it really highlighted the power of collaboration. So you've got micro teams like your fantastic small team who pulled all that together, all the amazing individuals who'd contributed, large corps like Ernest Young being the headline sponsor and Bank of America sponsor of my category. And to see them all working together to create positive societal shift was just phenomenal.
I think that's really interesting, actually. That's a really interesting observation because sometimes you can, especially with a big organisation, I always think there's that sense of competitiveness, isn't there? But there's almost, I feel like that's the northern spirit that underpins it all, of kind of let's just crack on and play nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just shows that whoever you are, from an individual to a huge corp, this space for you on this journey, which is, it was wonderful to see it all coming together.
Oh, thank you so much. And how would you sort of summarise in three words how you're feeling this week?
Oh, wow. After winning, so we were all very giddy back at the office. I feel really grateful to be recognised alongside so many passionate and accomplished people. I still feel buzzing and energised by the event itself. And I'm really, really feeling optimistic about the future.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. I think that has, again, another brilliant common theme. And tell me what is next for you? Because you run an organisation called Skills 4, don't you? Skills 4 Limited.
I do. And I set up that business to support women. And we've helped over 10,000 women to progress their careers. But the call from those women for advocacy and allyship is deafening. So it was wonderful to see the launch of the Northern Power Women Advocacy List on Monday. And Simone, we often hear about how much women need to see it to be it and to have role models. But that goes for men too, because sometimes I think, oh, is this my responsibility? Should I get involved? So to see them all on the stage on Monday night was brilliant. And certainly for us at Skillsful, we've committed to making 2024 the year of the ally and equipping as many good men and willing men with the confidence and tools to be great advocates for women and broader society going forward this year.
Do you know what? It was like it was meant to be, Jane, wasn't it? It was like, you know, we've always been, the awards have always been open to all genders. We've always been, you know, from day one, Northern Power Women, We Are Power, it's all genders, always really clear on that, because we need everyone to be part of the change and the solution. So the fact that this is where your mission is going forward in your year of advocacy and allyship, it is like it couldn't have been a better year for you, Jane.
No, it couldn't. It was absolutely wonderful to see everybody included and how happy everybody was to be up there and to be involved, Simone. So that was a great shout.
Oh, thank you, Jane. Jane, thank you so much for joining me. Massive congratulations on your Agent of Change. And thank all of you. Thank all of you out there. I always want to thank the people who made the nominations in the first place. You know, we are now open for nominations for 2025, which seems crazy, doesn't it? It's March 2024 and we're opening a year out. We've never done this before. And so we thought, yeah, why not? We're a small team. Why don't we do that as well? But we want to do it because we want this to be all year round. We talk about things not being one night. So the awards are now open. WeArePower.net. Get those nominations in. And please do celebrate, shine a light and celebrate those fantastic role models. Like Jane says, if you can't see it, you can't be it. Thank all of you for listening out there, all of your support. Keep the conversation going across all of the social channels. You've been listening to the We Are Power Northern Power Women Awards special podcast of What Goes On Media Productions.